Broadcasting from Florida Tech, it's WFIT Melbourne, 89.5 FM. My name is Todd Kennedy, and I am pleased to welcome one of the most exciting bands around, Gary Laser Eyes.
Thanks, Todd.
Ain't got no feeling for the money. I've been filling my cup up with love and local honey, but it's not sweet enough because my belly has been tainted by the taste of your love. And I've been trying to drink it out, but I'm about to give up. I don't know why I've been talking bullshit. I ain't stopping anytime soon. It ain't even about you. Lifestyle of a wild child. Can't fall asleep with the lights out. Can't make love without white sound in the background now. Find me on a rooftop smoking. When the air is thicker and the sky is blue. Well, I ain't getting nowhere. No, I ain't going nowhere soon. I try to live. Make it hard. Spending all my money, always filling my cup up with love and local honey, but the love ain't enough because my evenings are spent reading and my mornings are rough. And I've been trying to work it out, but I'm give up. Find me on a rooftop smoking. When the air is thicker and the sky is blue. Well, I ain't getting nowhere. No, I ain't going nowhere soon. I try to live a fast life, but you make it hard to do. You make it hard. You find me on a rooftop smoking. When the air is thicker and the sky is blue.
That's Gary Laser Eyes at WFIT this afternoon with a song called White Noise. Welcome to WFIT, guys.
Thank you.
Man, that was a killer song. Let me introduce the band. We have Austin Young on guitar and vocals, Sean Gray on guitar and vocals, Stephen Gillen on bass, Chris Jones on drums. They're known as Gary Laser Eyes. You guys have been on a roll recently, right? You won Best Rock Act in 2016, the Best of Orlando.
Yeah.
And you played the Okeechobee Music Festival and the award-winning video for Galapagos.
Yeah,
you just
right.
Keep, like I said, you're on a roll.
I appreciate that.
How did you guys form?
We were kind of doing like DIY type events out in Orlando. And so us three were involved in that. And we were jamming together a lot during that time period, and we were like, all right, well, we might as well come up with a name. And it's something silly, because we're not going to do this forever, but we ended up doing it longer than we thought. And Chris came along about like a year or two into it, and he's been a great addition.
Are you guys originally from Melbourne?
Yeah, us three are from Melbourne. Chris we met out in Orlando, where we all lived for a long time.
Yeah. So you've been putting out some great singles recently. Is that sort of the direction you're going, just putting out great singles and dropping them every once in a while?
Yeah, I think, Sean, we want to do like a kind of a project now.
Yeah,
right?
We don't really feel we don't feel too rushed, but maybe like an EP or something like that. But the singles just keep, you know, breaking off a little piece and keep people interested and stuff.
A lot of what we've been doing has been really different, so we didn't really feel like they should all be on one project. But now we're kind of locking in on a style, and I think it might work good as a project.
Again, yeah. You know? I like that sound, you know? And I mean, it sounds original too, you know, and it's just like just straightforward rock and roll, you know, with a great beat.
Right.
I mean, it's great. So, now, you guys grew up in Melbourne. Like, Austin, I read somewhere that your dad got you into alternative music. Is that true?
Yeah, he showed me a lot of stuff. Some of it stuck with me. Some of it I didn't like so much. But he's always been good about, like, listening to what's new.
Yeah.
And so now, you know, I kind of carried that along with me. I'm trying to listen to new things. And even if it's not my cup of tea, you know, it's something that I'll try out.
Right. So you keep yours open.
Right.
Do you think some of that creeps into some of your writing at all? Or?
Oh, definitely. That's why we've been all over the place, like with our style. We've tried a lot of different things because we all like a lot of different things.
Yeah. When do you write as a band together, or do you come up with basic ideas, or how does that work?
Some of our songs have been just like products of jams. A lot of the times Sean or I will come with like, hey, I have this chord progression, I have this lyric melody, let's figure out the rest together. You know, I think that's the best way to do it. Someone comes with a skeleton and then put it together.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's hear another song from Gary Laser Eyes at WFIT.
Thanks.
Ocean, and I'm hoping I could approach your shore. And I've been tossed through the birth of a new earth, but I'm in search of more. Living here on your seaside, and it feels like I could stand up once again. Now I'm learning that fire, human desire, starts to lead me astray. So power and pleasure, heavily sought after. Spent some centuries fighting, captured your lightning, hoping the glass won't shatter. Now I'm hyper connected, trying to perfect this trial, run or whatever. I found love at one time, but it slipped my mind that it's not always forever. Wait, it's just beginning to happen. So good, so stay. Embrace the cosmic reaction. Who knew it could feel this way? We'll be right back. toss through the birth of a new earth, but I'm still in search of more. So it's just beginning to happen. It couldn't be so good, so stay. Embrace a cosmic reaction. Who knew it could feel this way? Way. Just begin it happen, it could be so good.
That's Gary Laser Eyes at WFIT with a new song called Evolution. Man, that's another great song. Have you released that song as a single now?
No, but we have it recorded. That and the last one, White Noise, we both recorded at Rocky Water Studios here in Melbourne.
Yeah. Now, I caught your guys' set a little while ago when you guys were opening for Swim in the spring, and there was some new songs. So the songs that we're listening to today, these are all new ones?
Yeah, today we decided to play all new songs. We were going to bring out, I know you said your favorite was Galapagos, and it was close. We almost did it, but we got a new one after this that we were stoked to play.
So I
got
to talk about that video, Galapagos,
sure.
That you did. Maybe this comes up a lot. It's a very eye-catching video.
Yeah.
And it won a lot of attention, some awards.
Yeah, there was like a video it wasn't like a music award thing. It was like for the video itself. So the guy that did it, he's pretty well plugged in, and he sent it to a lot of different conferences and awards, things that we didn't even know about. So
yeah,
it was cool to work with him because he helped get it some attention, you know.
Did you come up with the concept of how the video was going to look, or the plot? I guess
not
a
really
plot in the video.
We kind of let him, like, we let him do a lot of it because he was doing it for free. He reached out to us.
Yeah.
We dug the concept. We think like a lot of it was focused on her for a good reason, I guess. Eye catching, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
caught our attention.
It was his idea. It's Steve Radley. He's great. He's got a lot of sweet equipment, yeah. So we were able to utilize that for the video.
Well, it was very artistic, so if people haven't seen it, they should go check it out on YouTube under Gary Laser Eyes, and Galapagos is the name of the song, and check out the video. But it's a very, very stylish, very beautiful-looking video.
Right on.
And then recently you filmed a video at Collective in Orlando. You did some new songs there, and you did a cover song. I don't know if you usually do cover songs, but
it depends. We like to sprinkle them in there. I like playing that one because Sean sings it. And
so I've heard that song a lot ever since I was a little boy, the Pina Colada song, but I've never heard it quite done like that before.
Right.
It had an angry bit to it.
Man, is that because I'm singing it?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm just mad bitter.
He's an angry guy.
Lost all the joy. Nah.
Did something traumatic happen that...
No, I actually kind of stole... Manchester Orchestra does a version of it.
It's great.
Yeah, that's like the best version I've ever heard of it. So I stole a lot of his just like little melodies, and then we kind of played it to like more of the original like track. So
right.
It was kind of like a weird mix.
Our own
style,
too.
I've never heard that before. Now I'm going to have to listen to that.
It's really fun to play live. Everyone knows the chorus. They don't know any of the other words, but they know the chorus.
Right. Speaking with the guys from Gary Laser Eyes today in our performance studio, and they're releasing some new music. If people would like more information about your band, where can they check you out at?
We have a website, but we're pretty much way more active on social media, Instagram especially.
Yeah, at Gary Laser Eyes FL. Gary Laser Eyes.
FL for Florida. Florida.
Okay.
Or GaryLaserEyes.com is the website.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter.
All the usual sources.
Yeah.
Pretty
I mean,
much.
You have to do that nowadays.
You have to.
And whatever next thing hasn't been invented yet, you need to be on that too. So.
Oh, I'm inventing my own. We're way ahead of things. I'm joking.
All right. So do you have another new song for us here?
We do. This one's really new. We played it live for the first time last weekend with Swim and the Spring. So it's called Aaliyah.
Take my love.
yes, I broke bread with strangers. I met a boy. I stay fair. I ain't finished yet. Aaliyah,
why'd you have to
go and take my love again?
Why'd you have to
leave me here with nothing left all by myself?
Yeah, that's Gary Laser Eyes on WFIT, Chris Jones on drums, Stephen Gillum on bass, Sean Gray on guitar and vocals, Austin Young on guitar and vocals. They're Gary Laser Eyes. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Appreciate it.